a little bit about meditation, because I think that it's really a great part of your routine. But a lot of people say, well, I can't turn my mind off.
I can't either.
Yeah, and so then what do you do? Because really, meditation is more about being in the here and now. So your brain doesn't have to be turned off. It just can't be focused on the past or the future. What are some resources that you found, especially as someone who can't turn your mind off? And you are going all the time. So what do you do?
Well, I like things that come to me that are already prepackaged and pretty simple.
Yeah.
But also give me a lesson, a nice inspiration for the day or something to ponder. Because meditation is about being close to yourself, making time for yourself, and also setting an intention for the day. So I use, when in doubt, go Oprah.
Right? Yeah, right.
So Oprah and Deepak Chopra have been doing a series of meditation challenges for the last few years, and I've participated in a lot of them, and I love what they do because it's free if you happen to catch the challenge in process.
Okay.
So they might do a meditation, a 21-day challenge on abundance, or on gratitude, or on perfect health. And all of those topics are fantastic for us.
And do you just find that on like Oprah.com? How do you find those?
If you go to ChopraMeditationCenter.com, I'll have a lot of these links on our member page.
Okay.
You can purchase the 21-day challenges. I want to say they're around $49.
Okay.
But they're well worth it.
Okay.
You get 21 days, and for the length of this program, try one. Try the first one.
So if you do that for 21 days, do you feel like at the end of that period of time, you would know how to move forward with your practice without anything else?
Oh, I think, yeah, but I wouldn't want to because I love it so much.
Yeah, I know you do.
The last 21 days was on gratitude, and it really was a transforming 21 days because the more you show the attitude of gratitude, science shows that your whole life deepens, that you're happier, that you're more present. It's a powerful practice. So that's one resource.
That's great. I really want to check that out.
Another resource, if you're just starting and you're thinking, oh my God, I really need a stepping stone day one, day two, day three to teach me how to meditate, not just be guided in the meditation, is a wonderful website. It's called Omvana, O-M-V-A-N-A. And again, I'll have these resources available for you. This gentleman, I can't pronounce his name, so I'm just not even going to try. He is, I mean, I respect him as an entrepreneur. I respect him as a person who's living his truth and sharing it. He's basically come up with two different free courses that teach people how to meditate. And of course, he's big on the morning meditation as well. He breaks that down into six parts. And, you know, it's involving gratitude and forgiveness and mindfulness and vision, similar to the Miracle Morning. But he really takes you through the whole process one day at a time.
Yeah.
And the seventh day is about creating the perfect day. So
that's
a great resource too. And that is not to music and it's not doing an inspiration, but it's teaching you a six-part practice that you can learn to do in the morning yourself for about, he says, 12 to 15 minutes to do all the different six practices. So that's really, really doable.
Okay.
He also provides on that same website about, I want to say, like 10 to 20 different meditation MP3 players that are not guided, but they are supposed to be recorded so that it puts your brain in a more receptive state to meditation.
Okay.
And who can't use that?
Yeah, I think that's great.
Just don't listen to it while driving. There are some other apps that I really like, and I'll talk about one more. Marianne Williamson is a great spiritual teacher. She wrote several books, but I like the one she wrote, Return to Love. She has an AM meditation app that does talk about higher power and spirituality, but her higher power is love, and that's what she equates with the God force, and so do I. It's a really powerful meditation. I do it about once a week. Sometimes I'll listen to it while I'm riding my bike. It's just a really great way to start the day with love, compassion, set the intention for kindness and service in your life that day.
That's great.
It's called the AM meditation.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to check that out. Last week, I found myself having this conversation with my children that I was really kind of getting on them about not being grateful for some of the things that they have. And instead of saying thank you for that, asking for more of everything. And then I just had this moment where my mind was blown and I was like, but they learn whether or not they express gratitude from me. Maybe I think that I'm grateful for my life, but maybe I'm not saying it. And so I thought, you as a parent, you always stop and think, I don't know if I have time to do this because I have so many things to do to take care of my family. And then I had this moment where I was like, I have to do this for my family. I actually have to make this practice of gratitude something that is a conscious decision because I need to teach this to them. So I think sometimes when we think about meditation and we think about some of these more spiritual types of practices or self-care types of practices, we need to remember it does have value to the people around us. So we need to make time.
I think it has huge value. And I think if I just invite you, whoever's listening, if you do this practice, give it 21 days, give it 30 days. It won't even take that long before, as you know, you feel so much more grounded. The possibilities of life open up. Your attention gets trained to what you think is most important. So it refines your connection to your own values.
Yes.
And all of that, like you said, if it doesn't impact just you, it impacts your whole family. It impacts your circle of friends.
It does. And it impacts the people that you work with and everything. If you look at some of the characteristics of some of the most successful CEOs in the country, most of them will say meditation is a regular part of their practice, no matter how busy they are.
Absolutely. The gentleman that I just was talking about that founded Omvana, his huge practice is corporate leadership and teaching this practice.
Yeah.
He's done a really good job with that.
So I think that this is a great component to incorporate into your weight loss plan, your lifestyle change plan, because obviously the most important piece that we need to train is our mind so that we remember to take care of our bodies.
I think for people who might be having a little conceptual issue with it or just a little hesitation, if you can frame it this way, and this was an aha moment for me this summer too, coming up with this new version of T-School. We're really good at figuring out what to feed ourselves, whether we do it or not. We know what to feed ourselves to create health and physical well-being.
Mm-hmm.
We even know how to exercise.
Yeah.
Exercise for good health. But we don't at all take any time at all to be mindful about what we're feeding our brains.
Yes.
Our thoughts and our hearts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think that you can practice a healthy lifestyle nutritionally and physically as in the form of exercise if emotionally you have not done the work as well to make it a priority and a practice that you create for yourself to open up your life and your world.
If there is nothing that brings you peace and joy in your life, I would say that it would be difficult to be successful with a weight loss program.
It is. It's difficult enough.
Yeah.
And then I think if we just ignore all three components, if we ignore one of those components, it's the same thing we were talking about in a previous podcast, is it has to be about balance.
Yeah.
So, and I think the hardest practice for most of us is to take some time to say, I'm going to create my day rather than react to my day.
Right. I'm going to happen to life instead of life happening to me.
Right.
And I think that we have to remember to do that. One thing that I will say is probably at least somebody that's listening is like, okay, yeah, but I'm not going to get on, you know, Deepak Chopra's website or go to Oprah.com or whatever. You know, some people are thinking, I just don't know if that's going to happen for me. What's the bare minimum that I need to know about how to meditate? If you just want to start with the most basic thing that you can possibly do, breathe in and count to four and breathe out counting to four and focus on the counting and focus on your breath. That's all it takes to bring you into the moment. Because again, meditation, every form of meditation is just about how do I not exist in the past and the future, but realize that right now, this very moment is my life. This is the part that matters. And how do we get to that place? So there are lots of different ways to accomplish that, but just focusing on, okay, I'm breathing right now. And I'm counting to four so my brain doesn't notice anything else. That's something. It's something that you can do. And a lot of people will say, well, I can't do it for very long. Well, nobody can do anything for very long the first time they do it. And we have to think of our minds as kind of this muscle, just like our physical bodies. The first time you did a plank, you might not have been able to do it very long. But I'm sure now you can do one for a long time. And mental exercises and practices are the same. When we first start, it can be a little bit hard. Sometimes we just need to get really basic. And maybe you can only count to four in and out breathing for 2 minutes. That's fine. It's a starting place.
You have to start somewhere. And I can guarantee you, if you get to any of these websites, the very basis of every meditation practice is breath.
Yeah.
So just breathing in and out, like Dr. Johnson said, holding for 4 seconds, maybe exhaling for 4 seconds. Just that process of slowing your breath down slows you down.
Yeah.
It's a great way to start.
Yeah. Great.